Land's department were chasing him a bit. I remember one time a bloke from the Land's department come out there and he said, "Where's this McDonald bloke? You know, where's the hut on the beach?" I said, "Oh, I don't know where it is." Because they kept saying that he'd have to shift. And I talked to Jim and he was a bit worried about it. Because he pulled two huts down in case they... Because he had three huts there. Terry Wilkerson, the abattoir owners, had one of them. And he pulled that down. And I said, "No, you're not, I'm not showing you where it is anyway." Because I said, you're not going to shift him. He's going to stay there because he wants to stay there. And at the same time, there was a girl, Ethel Brown or something, around at the shacks. Because there was a heap of huts around there at the Shack Bay. I think there was about a dozen houses around there. And she camped herself in there because that was her parents. She had colders and that. And she was hanging out too. Yeah, everything was tried, you know, adverse possession, length of time that they've been there and everything, yeah.
Yep.
And in the end, the bloke from the Lands Department said to me, he said, "We're not going to kick him out, but when he's finished, there won't be any more hut here." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Oh, well, that's the case, you know." And within 3 weeks of him dying, they got in there and bloody wrecked it.
Mm-hmm.
And bloody tore it to bits. Virtually, they dragged it all up the cliff. Yeah, a lot of the stuff got dragged up the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, roof and iron and everything like that, yeah.